Earth. You're now listening to the Paul McGuire Report. On today's program, I want to remove the facade. I want to remove the illusion from your eyes regarding what's happening in America and across planet Earth. Because you see, any talk of, let's say, an authentic and biblical revival, any talk of an authentic and biblical Third Great Awakening cannot be fully realized in individual people's lives as long as they remain dead in their consciousness, or as long as they remain sedated in their hypnotic trance state, or as long as critical compartments of their human brain have been shut down, and neuroscientists using a variety of techniques can amplify or enhance your intelligence, or minimize or confine or reduce your intelligence. Now, right then and there, that's the name of the game. You've got to understand that. Most of you do, but your friends don't. That's why you and I are in the greatest battle for the hearts and minds of mankind in the history of the world. We are in an all-out battle for people's hearts and minds. In between their ears, inside their heads, there's a raging war. Many of them are not even aware of the extent of the war because it's hidden or suppressed in the subconscious mind. And then in periods of stress, it will emerge and terrify the person that's trying to deal with it. Because imagine this scenario. You're walking around, like the overwhelming percentage of Christians in America, 70%. The overwhelming number of Americans, which would just ordinary Americans, would be even higher. Both Christian Americans, both secular Americans, etc. The overwhelming majority of them are walking around in a trance state, which is a form of a hypnotic trance state, and it can be produced by numerous hypnotic methodologies and techniques. So like a soft voice, kind of like talking you into a sleep state, parking your posterior on the couch or a chair, and you turn on your favorite football game, let's say. Nothing wrong. I'm not knocking football. I'm not knocking people who have a sport or whatever it is that they want to watch. I'm not knocking you for that. But you got to be careful because, yes, it gives your mind an opportunity to relax because you're focused in on the game. Now, I'm not a big football fan, but I do watch occasionally important games in football. And last night I was watching Kansas City play the Buccaneers. And I was focused in on two players. I apologize, being Irish, I should be able to pronounce this player's name. But I don't want to mispronounce it. It's MC, and he looked like he, anyway, he was there. He was probably one of their aspiring superstar players. And so when they announced the lineup for the game that night, they had this guy from the Kansas City Chiefs. His name and face were prominently displayed. He's like, I think he's 34 years old. And then the other face name prominently displayed was Tom Brady of the Buccaneers. And he makes, or his worth per year is about $250 million. And it was very touching and very moving to watch. I would suppose he was African-American with an Irish last name. It was very touching to watch him at the end of these big games. And even though the Buccaneers and Brady were defeated, this football player from Kansas City always walks into the center of the field and gives Tom Brady a hug and tells him, a legend, great, one of the greatest football players ever. And you can see that Tom Brady is receiving what this football player, who obviously is a Christian, is communicating to him. And I don't want to digress, but I do want to make a remark on this. When you're walking in the power of the Holy Spirit, when you're doing things that are in alignment with God's timetable, such as this football player, so Patrick Mahomes, or Mahomes of the Kansas City Chiefs team, after a big game, he will like go to the center of the field and deliberately encounter or face Tom Brady with the Buccaneers. And he gives him a big hug, and he congratulates him and says, you know, you are a legend in football history, the greatest quarterbacks there ever was. Now, that could backfire. If most people did that, that would be annoying. It would backfire, and most likely Tom Brady would, like, avoid the guy. But you see, it's obvious as an observer when you watch Patrick and how he conducts himself. I don't know that much about his private life, but I would strongly suspect that he has a close walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Because when I see him on the football field, not only playing, but when he goes up to Tom Brady, I see him moving in the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And so Tom probably wouldn't receive that from most people. But Patrick has favor in Tom's eyes, because you can tell Tom Brady doesn't know how to process this. Who is this guy? This guy, Patrick, is obviously an up-and-comer. He's like he will be a Tom Brady in just a number of years. So it's a very, you know, with the whole world watching, television cameras on these guys. They're in the center of a giant stadium. And people who know anything about the personal lives of some of these players, like Tom Brady, I wrote about Tom Brady in my book, Prophecy of the Future of America, available at a discount, and The Greatest Battle for the Hearts and Minds of Mankind in the History of the World, also at a discount. And in those two books, and I deal with it a little bit, Power from On High, I give the basic, well, part of the story of Tom Brady. I mean, in all fairness, Tom Brady's a lot bigger than just the areas that I'm writing about. So he marries, and I don't know what the status of his marriage is right now, whether they're divorced, whether they're trying to work it out, or I don't know. But Tom Brady marries a Victoria's Secret lingerie supermodel. So, I mean, people all over the world of all ages or whatever know who she is, because she's like a icon of a. How else to say it? I don't want to sound cheap, but she's an icon of a. Let's just use the words of contemporary culture. His wife is an icon of a sex-positive woman. And I know that's a loaded word, but I didn't want to use a brass word. So anyway, but here's the most important thing. She is a practicing witch and to witchcraft. And she and Tom Brady, well, at least when they were together, they're still together. They would get together and cast spells with other witches over each and every game that Tom played in, that he would win, that he would have success. And his wife, a witch, and her network of witches would pray specifically that Tom Brady would perform in an outstanding way in the games. So what she's doing, the Victoria's Secret model, Tom Brady's wife, what she's doing is she's demonstrating before the entire world that there is supernatural power available to people that goes beyond this physical world. And she is a walking advertisement that you can access this supernatural power through being a witch and practicing witchcraft and casting spells, etc., in witchcraft. Now, you know, years ago, you would hear that and it would go in one ear and out the other because it didn't mean much. But as I talk about in the three books I just named to you, I quote reputable pollsters that specialize in polling evangelical born-again Christians, and is their determination that the fastest growing religions in America are number one, witchcraft or Wicca or paganism, but just call it fastest growing religion, witchcraft. And it's tied with the other fastest growing religion, atheism. Now, witchcraft, I believe, is going a lot faster, as is Satanism and Luciferianism, because the people in America, women, men, people all over the world, but let's take women and men in America, especially younger couples, especially children. They feel powerless in the world that we're in. There are so many things out of their control that are oppressing them and coming against them. As such, they're somewhat freaked out. And they desire a power greater than themselves in order to overcome these obstacles. So, notice the irony. Now, this irony that I'm going to point out to you is one that keeps reemerging human history. So I'm going to point out to you an irony about this whole thing. Many of you already understand it. And then I'm going to mention to you that this irony keeps emerging and playing out repetitively in history. And the reason for that is that the conflict I'm about ready to diagram for you places its finger on mankind's, men and women, their desperate need to walk in the supernatural power of God, not just natural power in God. So let's take the present moment in the United States and the world. We have raging pandemics. We have endless booster shots. We have all these, you know, variants. It's just like, this is a nightmare, okay, happening all over the world. And we have lies that stink to high heaven. Elected officials, scientific officials, medical officials, self-appointed trillionaire finance officials, etc., are all lying to the American public. The media is lying to the American public. And they're all lying in a orchestrated attempt to prevent you and hundreds of millions of people from seeing the truth of what this whole COVID pandemic is really all about. And it's not what you've been told it's about. Now, if you're clinging to the illusion delusion that you've been told by what I call idiot media or the mainstream media, then you deserve your sucker punching. Because God warns in his word that we are to cry out to him for wisdom and that he has the power. Hear the word of the Lord for crying out loud. God is not irrelevant. Hear the word of the Lord, what God says, that God has the power to make you wise. God has the power to enhance and amplify your intelligence. And all you got to do is flip the switch, which is called faith. Believe it. So the critical thing here is that in this present COVID world, and by the way, ask yourself the key to intelligence, the key to growing your brain, the key to becoming smarter and smarter and smarter, the key to enhancing your analytical ability, the key to enhancing your perceptive ability, one of the primary keys in you activating your brain and you turning on your brain full blast, so to speak, until it becomes almost a kind of superpower. The key, one of the keys is to develop your brain. Never take what somebody tells you and simply accept it. Never take a book, a written word, a radio program, a TV program, a film, a class in college, a class in high school, a textbook, an authority figure. Never take their words as if they were the final authority and that their words could be trusted. Never slide into that mode, because you will be trapped and pulled down. The secret to growing your intelligence is to ask questions. Never accept things. Just leave it at that. Ask questions. Like, here's a question. I think this is a very honest question. Okay, so you're telling me to get the COVID vaccination. Okay. But then after I get the vaccination, I'm talking about hypotheticals. But then after I get the vaccination, I can still get COVID. So what's the point of the vaccination? And then you tell me I need to continue to get this whole series of booster shots, which could be the initial vaccination and 4 booster shots or 5 extra booster shots. Or some people are floating around the idea of booster shots for the rest of your life. So if that's true, how did the vaccine prevent, stop, or cure you from COVID? Well, obviously it didn't. So you have to ask the question. You can't be like the average American. The average American comes to a fork in the road where they encounter this glaring contradiction. Here's the glaring contradiction. The glaring contradiction is you did as you were told, so you got the vaccination, and then you were told you needed additional booster shots. You still can transmit or be a carrier of the disease. And you can still catch the disease. So if your mind was still alive, the obvious question that person would ask is, why is this so? A question is demanded. Why is this so? If the COVID vaccine works, why am I getting more and more shots? Why do I keep have to worry about the variants? What about the potential health dangers? See, the key to growing your intelligence is to develop and exercise the habit of asking questions. The stupid person, and I'm not being disparaging, I'm simply saying it as a fact. The stupid person, the person whose brain is dead, brain dead, they don't ask questions. They simply accept what they are spoon-fed or told. And therefore, their mind like freezes up. And they lose the ability of activating their brain and growing their brain. And I would have to say of one of the most important principles in understanding social engineering, scientific mind control, the suppression of intelligence, blocking people from using their perception, et cetera, one of the key hallmarks of that science and technology is when you watch people deliberately or subconsciously, when they're presented with new facts that demand that they grow, they make the choice to go into the autopilot mode or shut down their brain mode. And this causes accelerated deterioration of your brain. And there's a reason why we have a Alzheimer's epidemic and a dementia epidemic. Most likely, it's a combination of diet, poisons in the food supply, poisons from chemtrails, diet, lack of nutrition, all contribute to Alzheimer's, okay, and dementia. But if you buckle down and eat high-powered, super nutritious food, that supercharges your immune system along with exercise, and your brain begins to repair itself, and you can think and remember. You're no longer victimized by Alzheimer's and dementia. So let me, and by the way, I'm not claiming to be a doctor. I'm not giving you medical advice. I'm giving you my opinion as a Bible prophecy teacher, author, and minister. But just look at, we have an Alzheimer's epidemic. A dementia epidemic in the United States and around the world. causative factors are definitely diet, poisons, toxins, heavy metals, lack of exercise, sitting in front of the boob tube, you know, not exercising, social isolation, all kinds of things, causes your brain to shrink. Now, the way you counteract that is that you use your brain. You discipline yourself to think. You ask questions why. You shake it up. You have to do things that are against your comfort zone. You're going to feel like hiding in your house and being alone. But you need to do the exact opposite. You need to interact with people. You need to constantly stimulate your brain through friendships, through reading, not just Twilight Zone TV shows. And when you stimulate your brain, the neuroplasticity or the flexibility or the growing power of your brain is regained. And then, now listen to what I'm saying very carefully. I'm not giving you medical advice. I'm not giving you medical promises. I am not a licensed medical doctor. If you want medical advice, go see a specialist that you trust who's a licensed medical professional. That's my disclaimer. But I study a wide spectrum of fields. And in a whole number of my books, which you can go to paulmcguire.us right now, and what you need to do really is get the bundle book discount. And you can get the bundle book discount with by ordering also Power from On High. So you save money, and then you get, you know, your choice, whether you get 3 books or 4 books or 5 books or whatever. And then you order them. You can, as a ministry, you can lend them to friends. You can sign chapters. Instead of reading this escapist, Mary Poppins, phony baloney, false Christian Bible studies that most of these churches give out, read something that forces you to think biblically. The truth will set you free, Jesus says. And my books do that. I spend, you know, this last book, Power from On High, it's going to rock your world. I'm telling you right now, it's going to rock your world. Because the truths, the research, the data that I have put in all of my books, and now most recently, Power from On High, is the product of about 35 years, and truly more than that, because I began my research in third grade, and I'm not being facetious. So, it's the product of endless years of research, studying thousands of books, interviewing, talking to specialists, world leaders in a whole diversity of fields. And so, in a number of my books, I deal with scientific mind control and related sciences. So in my book, Conquering the Matrix, The Day the Dollar Died, Are You Ready? A Prophecy of the Future of America, A Prophecy of the Future of America, Volume 2, The Greatest Battle for the Hearts and Minds of Mankind in the History of the World, and then Power from On High. And all of these books reference what are called electromagnetic frequencies, EMF, and I do a deep dive and I explain the science of EMF to you in a very easy, simple, bite-sized way. So you'll know the important stuff about EMF and you won't have to spend, you won't have to get an engineering degree. So electromagnetic frequencies, you and I living in this physical world, we are a projection of God-designed electromagnetic frequencies. So every time you see somebody or a tree or whatever, if you get down to its subatomic structure, we are all, everything in this world is a projection of electromagnetic frequencies. And electromagnetic frequencies can kill, they can mind control, they can heal the body, they can provide unlimited energy like Nikola Tesla discovered, but also they can heal. Specific electromagnetic frequencies can heal. So I was studying the research of a very prominent doctor, very high-level doctor. I'm not endorsing him because I don't do that. I'm not an expert. But this guy's research, and he has made many prominent speeches, and he has scientific tests to allegedly support his data. He exposes people that are beginning to develop in the very early stages of dementia or in the very early stages of Alzheimer's or are experiencing serious dementia, serious Alzheimer's. And he exposes them with headphones in a quiet room on a regular incremental schedule. He exposes them to the specific electromagnetic frequency of 40 Hz. And he may expose the dementia Alzheimer's patients to 40 Hz for, let's say, 5 minutes a day, or maybe 15 minutes a day, or maybe an hour a day. Different strengths and duration depending upon the condition of the person. And what he has discovered, that when people with dementia and Alzheimer's are regularly exposed to 40 Hz EMF, that does an amazing thing, according to this doctor, in terms of regressing and healing individuals with Alzheimer's and dementia. And you know, the medical establishment wants to cover this up, but the scientific reports of people who have been dramatically regained their minds, their cognitive abilities, their memories restored, simply because they focused in on their nutrition and began to regularly expose themselves to 40 Hz, an electromagnetic frequency, specific electromagnetic frequency. So I've experimented with this. Now, I don't have Alzheimer's. I don't have dementia. But I do a lot of personal experimentation because the doctors claim that it also, whether you have Alzheimer's or dementia, it enhances your brain power. It removes anxiety. It gives you a calmness that allows you to focus in and think on a higher level. So there's many other benefits to exposing yourself to 5-HT. Now, why am I saying all this? I'm saying all this is that we don't have to be victims. When we have knowledge, which is power, when we're up to date on the latest scientific developments, and then when we're filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, we can walk in power from on high, and we can be victorious and see the tide of the spiritual battle change in America and in the world. Okay, you're listening to the Paul McGuire Report. I'm Paul McGuire. What I said to you about 40 Hz, again, I'm not a doctor, but if I knew somebody that I love who had Alzheimer's or dementia or the early signs or family history of it, or if I was faced with that challenge myself, which I'm not, thank God, personally, and this is not medical advice, I would experiment with it in a conservative way. But before I experimented with I look up the doctors who are experts in this area. I wouldn't go with, you know, some guy who writes books on alien abductions and see what the scientists have to say. Because the reports of healing and reversal of Alzheimer's and dementia are so dramatic simply because of being exposed on a regular basis to 40 Hz and EMF frequency. So you see, knowledge is power, man. Now, you add to that the power of prayer. You add to that God's miraculous healing ability. You add to that physical exercise. You add to that things that stimulate your brain and mind that create neuroplasticity, which means a flexibility, a learning, a flexible desire to learn of the mind. And then you can do all kinds of things that you didn't think that you could do. Okay, so if you go to paulmcguire.us now, that's our main website. First of all, go to paulmcguire.us and subscribe for free to my YouTube video channel. Okay? We've had stuff torn down. We got back on. We've been censored by lots of people, but we're on. And sign on to the YouTube channel. Sign on to the eBlast list. The same for Facebook and the other social media platforms like Instagram and our multiple Facebook channels. And sign up for our Roku channel. We've had hundreds of hours of me teaching Bible prophecy and spiritual warfare and all kinds of things at the Paradise Mountain Church International Roku channel on Roku. And all those links, we have about 50, I don't know how many. We have a lot of social media outlets. If you click paulmcguire.us, it'll take you to the main page of the website, And you can go to all the different social media channels and download the power of God and the wisdom of God. Now, how will you and I win what I call the greatest spiritual battle for the hearts and minds of mankind in the history of the world? Right now, I believe unequivocally, as somebody who was a professor of eschatology, which means Bible prophecy, for somewhere between 15 and 20 years under Dr. Jack Hayford and part of his ministry for, 28 years. I taught for Dr. Hayford eschatology, Bible prophecy, ecclesiology, the church, Israel, and prophecy. So I taught high-level Bible teaching. So I apply that knowledge to understanding these other important fields in order to equip God's people to be effective and triumphant spiritual warriors in the last days. And that's what my new book is about. It's Power from On High. In Power from On High, I expose, it is up to the second, by the way, in terms of the information and content. I talk about the latest developments with Elon Musk and brain-to-brain computer interfaces, plugging people into the hive mind and the world brain. And Power from On High gives my testimony and areas of my testimony I've never shared before, my experiencing of cosmic consciousness, my meeting with gurus, being a member of the radical counterculture, hanging out with Timothy Leary, the Harvard professor, the Harvard LSD professor, Ken Kesey, One Flew of the Cuckoo's Nest. So I'll read you just some of the bullet points. Power from On High is right now at the printer. If you order it now, you get a discount. If you wait, you're going to pay more money for it. I'm just telling you this right now, so it's a great opportunity to save. Here's some bullet points. The book is like 434 pages, but I'm telling you, it rocks. It totally rocks, and it's up to the second. Here's some bullet points from Power from On High. The Luciferian globalist elite and the Great Reset Plan transform America into a totalitarian state. The Pilgrims and Puritans built America on biblical principles and God's supernatural power, which produced the American dream. The Luciferian elite are planning to reduce the Earth's population by billions of people through freak weather, pandemics, plagues, food shortages, nuclear, biological, and chemical warfare. The Great Reset is prepared to embed billions of people with a nanochip, which allows you to buy and sell and use the digital ID for electronic surveillance, implant your thoughts in your mind, and insert artificial memories. The transhumanist plan involves creating artificial human beings with synthetic DNA. Spiritual warfare is accelerating in America and the world into a last days battle that will precede the second coming of Jesus Christ. It is possible to turn the tide of the spiritual war in America using the same power that resurrected Jesus Christ from the dead. You can discover what the power of the Holy Spirit, or power from on high, can do in your life. Power from on high can unleash an authentic biblical third great awakening that will usher in the last day's soul harvest. This book will change your life. I mean, I can't tell you everything verbally that's in it. It will rock your world, change your life. Remember, the apostles and the disciples were not all that successful, even though they were trained by Jesus personally, and they were hanging around with Jesus. They weren't all that successful in terms of their results until even after Jesus ascended into heaven miraculously, the apostles and disciples were not all that successful. So what happened? Before Jesus ascended into heaven, he simply said to his disciples, go and tarry in Jerusalem, or wait in Jerusalem, wait upon the Lord, until the Father sends you power from on high, or until the Father clothes you with the power of the Holy Spirit. So the reason the disciples didn't have that great of a track record or success record was because they were seduced and relying on their own strength and ability, which none of us have enough of our own strength and ability to defeat the principalities and powers, to overcome Satan, to win the spiritual battles on earth, to be overcomers, to be agents of God's miracles. None of us in our flesh, in our humanity, none of us have the juice, none of us have the human power to conquer supernatural spiritual forces. Jesus knew that, but the disciples were still stumbling around trying to figure that out. Once they obeyed Jesus, and okay, this is so important that you listen to me word for word and pray. Many of you know what I'm talking about. So pray while I'm talking, please, because there are people listening all over the world who are going back and forth, and they don't know what to think about what I just said. Some of them are freaked out about it, even though it's biblical. So those of you that know what I'm talking about, I'm asking you as your brother in Christ to pray so that God will move, so that God will be released to move in the lives of hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people worldwide. So as intercessors, I'm asking you to pray for the others out there. Pray for them fervently. Thank you. I can feel the prayers anointing me. I can, you know what? I can feel the prayers, your prayers entering this studio. The whole atmosphere, not that it was negative, but the whole atmosphere of this studio just radically changed when I asked you to pray. And this studio, I'm sitting in the studio chair, is filled with the presence of God. The anointing of God is rest upon it, because you're praying. Thank you. I mean, I'm serious. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for your faithfulness to pray for me and to support this ministry. Thank you. Okay, so the church in history has never been victorious as long as it has attempted to win the spiritual battles using human strength and intelligence. It will always fail. That's why Jesus said, you need to go to Jerusalem, wait on God, and until the Father clothes you with power from on high. That means the word dunamis. Power from on high is translated the dunamis, the dynamite, explosive power of God. So what God is saying is that you can't do it until you're clothed with power from on high, until you're filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. Once you are supercharged with the Holy Spirit by being filled with power from on high, then you are a living game changer. Instantly, your Christian life, your personal life, your career, your marriage and ministry, and everything else radically and miraculously changes. No, I'm not going to lie to you and say it's pie in the sky and everything is just great every second and you'll never have a problem as long as you live. That's a lie. That's a lie. And I'm not going to lie to you. You will still have tribulation, and you will still have adversity in this world, and you will still have spiritual warfare. I'm not going to lie to you, but the only difference is now you're a man or a woman, and you're coming supercharged with the power of the Holy Spirit. You have the anointing of God to break yokes. You have the authority in Jesus Christ to command storms to disperse and the demonic powers behind them. You can pray for healing. You can pray for America. You can pray that God would have mercy on America and restore America. But the prerequisite is to be clothed with power from on high. Now, a word of warning. I'm not here to argue all the theological distinctions regarding the term power from on high. Those discussions are very, very important. So I'm not dodging them. It's just that this is not the focal point of my ministry, nor do I have time to spend all of my teaching in that area. There are many men of God and women of God who understand this and can effectively teach the Word of God. So we pray, we ask God to clothe us with power from on high. And there are many different terms for that, like being filled with the Holy Spirit, the Spirit-filled life, etc. And we move forward. We move forward. And now we have a revelation. Right now, God's giving you a revelation because he's filling you with power from on high. So right now, you have a revelation that you have supernatural abilities, supernatural strengths, supernatural power that you didn't have before. And you can cry out to God and ask God in faith. I did this last night. I've been praying on a minimum of 2 hours in intercessory prayer every night with my head on the pillow. and waging intense spiritual warfare, going into the throne room of God through the blood of Jesus and crying out to God that he would spare America and defeat the powers of darkness. And I cry out to God, there's wickedness in our land. There's wickedness in this world system that we live in. And in a moment, I want to expose some of it to you. You're listening to the Paul McGuire Report. I'm Paul McGuire. Visit paulmcguire.us. That's paulmcguire.us. And I ask you, above anything, to pray for me, my family, this ministry, and those who work with this ministry. We need your intercessory prayers. Thank you for them. I pray that you would volunteer and that you would subscribe for free, that you would watch for free, that you would give us good reviews if you like what we're doing, that you would be followers of me and this ministry on Facebook. Everywhere you see an opportunity to join, follow, subscribe, it's all free. Roku channel, all the social media channels, please sign up. Please register your likes. I can't explain everything that's happening behind the scenes, but we are under incredible attack to be censored. Why? What are we guilty of? We're guilty of telling the truth. If you tell the truth in America today, all hell will come against you. But God has called me and this ministry to speak the truth. But I need you to back me up with your intercessory prayers. And then, as many of you know, all wars require financing. We're in a law-abiding, peaceful, spiritual war. But I need you to go before the Lord personally and ask God, God, what would you have me donate or contribute or give to Paradise Mountain Church and Paul McGuire Ministries? Lord, how often do you want me to donate and contribute? And remember this, we are fighting to keep this platform strong, but to expand this platform at least 1,000 times larger with an effective outreach, not just, you know, shining people's shoes and boring them to death with regurgitated religiosity. We want to expand the platform because we want to effectively reach people, and that costs money. And I can't explain right now all the areas that we need financing in, but we need to have this spiritual war financed. So if you're not going to partner with me, that's fine. But I do admonish you in the Lord Jesus, then obey the Lord and partner with somebody that you feel led to. I don't claim to be the only man of God on the block. And so I need your prayers. I need your donations. I need you to join, like, watch my back and this ministry's back. Help us to promote the books and the messages. If every one of you would take that upon yourself, we could change America very quickly. And remember what I've been teaching you over and over again. When God came down to judge the Tower of Babel at the time of ancient Babylon, what he observed for us to learn from was that the people of ancient Babylon, which constituted the world's first New World Order, was the world's first one world government, one world religion, and one world economic system. And what God observed was that the people of ancient Babylon spoke one common language, and God, when he was looking at ancient Babylon, said that the people of ancient Babylon have become one. They are unified in everything they do, God said. He was teaching you and I a super important principle. And then God said, and because they are functioning as one, because they are unified in everything that they do, then God said, nothing that the people of ancient Babylon propose to do will be withheld from them, which simply means any plan, any vision for global conquest of Earth for Lucifer and the spreading of the ancient Babylonian system. Their vision was global, a global government. Today it's called the Great Reset. And God said the reason they're successful is they're functioning as one. They're acting as one, not false ecumenical oneness, but a unity. And God was saying, the evil, the wicked, the followers of Lucifer, if they function as one, nothing that they envision, they can't accomplish. And you look at Hitler, he created unity in Nazi Germany, and he was basically unstoppable. Then, when we contrast that with the church, when the church went into the upper room to seek God on the day of Pentecost, they sought the Lord with one accord. So they came together as one. That's the critical truth God is revealing to us. The disciples came together in the upper room as one, functioning as one. And as they sought the Lord God as one on the day of Pentecost, that was what was required by God to ignite a massive, mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit, known as the disciples were clothed with power from on high. Power from on high came upon them, and they were supernaturally infused with power from on high and clothed with power from on high. And now, whatever the disciples proposed to do in their ministry and their calling from God, they had the supernatural power to get it done. So they could heal the sick. They could cast out demons. They would worship. There's a story of the early church in the book of Acts, and they were simply worshiping God, and their numbers exploded. Or the apostles were walking down the street. Lame people were lying on the street. And when the shadow of the apostles covered these lame people, just being under the shadow of the lame people caused the lame people to be supernaturally healed. They could walk again for the first time in their lives. Blind eyes were open. Then it gets heavier than this. Because they were clothed with power from on high, because they were worshiping God, this opened the door for the miraculous power of God to be released. I was discussing this with somebody last night. I understand the theological hesitance. I understand the reticence. I understand the concern and the caution that many of you may potentially have regarding miracles, signs, wonders, and the power of the Holy Spirit. Believe me, I understand, because I, like you, have witnessed, there are exceptions, but I, like you, have witnessed basically a circus performance of sorts all my life, where people claim that they're barking like dogs and rolling on the floor and false doctrine and stuff. We're all driven by the Holy Spirit. And you're right, but they weren't driven by the Holy Spirit. They were driven by an unholy spirit. And that's not what I'm talking about. That's not what I'm talking about. So don't confuse what I'm trying to say. When you are embracing sound doctrine, because the Word of God is your final authority, and then you're open up to the power of the Holy Spirit, you can have simultaneously the release of power from on high among the true disciples that will win souls, heal the sick, and much, much more. And the energy force is the dunamis, the dynamite power of God that accomplishes this. That's biblical, and that's fine. And that's a product of rightly dividing the Word of God. Now, if on the other hand, you're ignoring sound doctrine, and if you're preaching false doctrine, if you're allowing false prophets to prophesy, and you're rejecting the Word of God, you're setting yourself up to be controlled and used by demons. But that's not what we're about. That's not what we teach. The Bible is our highest authority, and that's morning, noon, and night. Okay, so when you study the power of the Holy Spirit, the saving of souls, holiness, and all the important doctrines of the church, being saved by faith, not of works, lest any man should boast, you see that the first great, people say, there can't be a revival. Look, I understand your concern. You have a valid concern. I'm not trying to make fun of you, okay? It's a valid question, and I understand I want to respect your conscience, that you want to defend the true faith in the Bible. So you have my respect. I'm not making fun of you. But what you have to watch out for is that if you go overboard on the other side, you block off the power of God being infused with power from on high, because you have you're unbalanced, if you will, in your approach. So Number one, we preach sound doctrine. We preach from a platform of sound doctrine. The Bible is our highest level of authority. The Bible reigns supreme over supernatural experiences, miracles, signs, and wonders. The Bible is our final authority. Okay, now, once we have established that, God wants us to move and minister in the power of the Holy Spirit. And that's legitimate. Now, there are some people that teach that all those miracles and signs and wonders and stuff was for a previous dispensation. Many of my very close friends, some that have gone home to be with the Lord, Dr. Tim LaHaye, Chuck Misler, just to name two, were both dispensationalists. I don't think they would have, they knew I was a Christian. We were in fellowship, but they, Dave Hunt, who was a friend of mine, believed in dispensationalism. Now, I share many of their fundamental theological biblical beliefs, but I don't believe that God and the Apostle Paul spent so many pages in the Bible and with great detail teaching the readers of the Bible, teaching his disciples, teaching Christians like you and me who will be alive in the last days. I don't believe God, Father, and Jesus Christ went to all this enormous effort to teach everyone who's a true believer and filled with the Holy Spirit to study his Bible and to teach his disciples how to cast demons out of people, how to lay hands on the sick so they shall recover, how to pray for miraculous answers to prayer, how to walk in power from on high. You see, there would be no need for page after page after page of scripture with very detailed teaching on how to walk in and use the fruits of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, or how to operate in the gifts of faith and the Holy Spirit. God wouldn't have taught us about prophecies and the interpretation of prophecies or sound doctrine or miracles or signs or wonders or revival or all that stuff. God would not have given us such a systematic theology on how to walk in the supernatural power of God and then just say, okay, I'm arbitrarily now officially going to slam the door shut in your face on miracles, signs, and wonders in the power of the Holy Spirit. Boom. I slam the door in your face, and I'm calling it sensationism, where you the gifts of the Spirit and the power of the Spirit cease in the first century. No, that's irrational and non-biblical. Why would God devote such an enormous amount of scripture into detailed teaching on signs, wonders, miracles, and teaching his disciples to do the things that he did miraculously? Why would God go through that exhaustive and laborious task unless he fully intended from the beginning to equip us supernaturally and with the Bible to walk in the miraculous, operate in the gifts of the Holy Spirit, cast out demons, miraculously win souls to Christ? So the Church of Jesus Christ, to a greater degree and to a lesser degree, after the first century, has been filled with the supernatural power from on high, clothed with the power of the Holy Spirit. Revival has occurred. Spiritual warfare has been won. And authentic biblical miracles have been released. God did not invest all that time and energy in highly training his disciples to win spiritual warfare if he didn't intend to use them in spiritual warfare. This is critical. So we're in the last days, the time and opportunity for spiritual warfare to be used by the church has never been more needed than it is right now. So why would God have, hypothetically, pulled the plug on the miraculous power of God in the first century, when it's not until right now that the supernatural power of God has never been more needed than it has been now? And you can see it's obvious. Now, I don't believe in glibly writing my brothers off in the same way I would expect them not to write me off. They have a biblical argument. I'm not negating that. I don't agree with it. They don't agree with mine. But I'm not going to break fellowship over that area. And they shouldn't either. If we're mature believers in Jesus Christ, the Bible says, love one another as Christ loved the church, and by this will all men know that you are my disciples. So we walk in the love of Jesus Christ, the agape love of Jesus Christ. And so I won't disfellowship with them because there's areas we disagree with. And they shouldn't disfellowship with me because of certain areas that we disagree with. Now, obviously, it depends upon what areas. If you're talking about the major fundamental doctrines of the Bible, like the virgin birth of Jesus Christ, the second coming of Jesus Christ, that you can only be cleansed of your sin by the blood of Jesus and receiving Christ as your Savior and being born again, the triune God or the God of the Trinity, all these irrefutable biblical doctrines. Now, if somebody's telling you to reject the fundamentals of the faith, that's a warning sign of someone's a false prophet. We're not talking about that. We're talking about areas that one way or another are vitally important, but they don't necessarily have to be deal breakers in breaking up the unity of the body of Christ. Now, if you tell me I've got to worship the Pope as God, you're darn right it breaks up our unity in the body of Christ, because no man can be God. Only God can be God. And that's a serious biblical error. All right, you're listening to the Paul McGuire Report. I need you to go to paulmcguire.us. That's paulmcguire.us. Send this message far and wide by visiting paulmcguire.us and spread our material and our teaching to everyone you know. Remember that people are warring against us. We need you to watch our back. We're in this together. God bless you. This is Paul McGuire.